Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
BJ and Jamie.
How are you totally off the grid if you're in a vehicle that has electricity?
Well, you're technically not, but they call it off the grid.
Okay.
Because
if you've got an RV, you're not off the grid.
It's not your modern day conveniences, and you don't need a Starlink.
Well,
just stay at home.
Don't you want to be able to like cook?
No, he doesn't.
He wants it
to be like his house. Why are you even buying an RV if you're just going to sit inside there?
You guys are so exhausting. I swear, I don't need to be treated like this. I can go home and get treated like this. I don't need this at work.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can hear us live across America. And the podcast will be there after 10 o'clock this morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yay!
Woo! Man.
So happy.
It's a little chilly out there.
I was freezing, and I swear at my house, it must be like 15 degrees cooler than it is here.
I agree.
Because I was so cold.
37 degrees, it says.
We had a frost advisory until 8 a.m.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You do? For your neighborhood?
Yes.
I don't think we do.
Yeah, until 8 a.m.
All right, man. I think there's frost and freeze advisories through the weekend, isn't there?
I don't know.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to get just a little bit cooler, man. It's not that long. We'll be shoveling before
don't
long.
Say
you wait
that.
And see.
No,
it's coming, man. Don't we always, or sometimes, don't we always get a snow sometimes in October?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, but because one of my Facebook memories last week was it was snowing a couple of years ago this time.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
All right, it is a Friday. We do have Alice in Winterland tickets to give away. That's going to be a huge show. Teddy Swims, American Authors, Neon Trees, all on stage. It's going to be down at the Belco, and we will be down there on December 6th. We have tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30 this morning. Going to be a busy day today, Jamie.
Yeah.
We are packed. Did you see the registrations for Bar Bingo?
Yeah, I guess it was a record high.
Man.
That's crazy.
It was insane.
You guys are wanting the party, aren't you?
Yeah, no kidding. And, I mean, it was the fastest, I don't know. We've never had 800 people in 10 minutes.
It's going to close this morning.
Well, yeah.
We're going to give you a chance to get registered this morning.
I don't even, are you sure?
Positive. I talked to the boss last night.
I don't think it'll hold that.
Yeah, we're in, man. Okay. We're going to roll with it, yeah.
Right,
we're at, I think I heard 1,100 people have registered already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, well. There was like 900 in the first hour.
There was a ton.
You guys jumped all over that little sucker, didn't you?
Right.
You know what it is? Everybody, once we announced the Jonas Brothers fly away, Man, everybody wants to see Rusty.
Yes, everybody loves Rusty.
I mean, that Joe's okay. And what's the other kid's name? I forgot his name.
Nick. Joe,
who?
Nick.
Nick.
Nick. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's Rusty. Rusty's the draw.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
But yeah, the Bar Bingo is still open. You go to Alice1059.com if you want to get in, but you'd better hurry because I'm telling you, this thing's going to shut down probably about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at the latest this morning. So get in if you can. All right.
All righty.
All right. This weekend, the Broncos play the Giants.
Yeah.
New York Giants. Last week was the Jets, but it's the Giants this week. It's a big Ring of Fame. They're going to put Demaryius Thomas in there.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be a big event, man. I see where they have, like, tons of alumni that are showing up. So if you've got tickets to the game, you've got a pretty good little scene going on down there.
When's the last time you went to a game?
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went, might have been 3 years ago.
It was, I was thinking it's been a long time for me.
It was the last time that Tom Brady was in town. So maybe 5 years ago.
Okay, yeah, that's been a minute.
I think that was the last one. Yeah, the Patriots were here. So, yeah, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
They've outpriced me.
Yeah, well,
it's just ridiculous.
The only one. It is.
I saw, you know, baseball's going on right now. They're into the playoffs.
I'm in a pool.
Oh, you are?
I am.
You're in a pool?
Yeah,
how you doing?
For the Super Bowl. I mean, for the World Series.
For the World Series.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
so how are you doing? Have you been tracking it? Do you know?
Well, no, I just bought squares.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
$20
so you'll just find out at some point because somebody will call you up and say, hey, come on back down to Bud's and get your money.
Exactly. Right? $20 a square. I bought two squares.
Yeah. I saw that if I think the Dodgers are close to being in, ticket prices, and the reason I mention this is because I just mentioned the Broncos have outpriced me. To get into one of the World Series games at Dodger Stadium is $1,500 for the cheap seats.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
$1,500 per ticket.
Who was I seeing? I saw somebody posted that about country music. I don't know. Well, who was it? Anyway, one of my friends from Southern Illinois, I guess somebody's coming to St. Louis.
Yeah.
And the tickets are $1,600 a piece.
Oh, my goodness.
How can people afford to go to concerts?
I got an email just a couple of days ago. You know, I've gone out to the Sphere a couple of times in Vegas, right? And stayed at the Venetian. So I got this email about the Eagles being back there playing. If you want to come back out, we've got a special offer for you. Stay at the Venetian, whatever. So I go look at it thinking, oh, maybe in January, February, go out there on a Saturday night and see the Eagles again, right?
Right.
I looked at their package. Their package was $2,200 a person.
What?
You get tickets to the show, nights at the Venetian.
That's
per
ridiculous.
Person, $2,200.
Wow. No, thank you.
Now, I liked the show, but not that much.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Is that crazy? Yeah, you're Vegas. You're hurting right now. Oh. How's that? Your package.
Oh, my God. It's so expensive right now in Vegas.
It is crazy, isn't it? All right. We'll take a quick break here. Don't forget, Alice in Winterland tickets coming up this morning at 7:30. Your chance to get into the show for free. But if you want to buy tickets, you can go to Alice1059.com to get yours. Back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Sad news. Ace Frehley of Kiss is dead.
Yeah. And guess how he died?
Don't start,
a
Jamie.
A brain bleed.
I knew this
he
was going to
happen. He died of a brain bleed, and you didn't believe me that they are deadly.
I knew this was going to happen.
He hit his head, and then he died of a brain bleed afterwards.
When I saw the story, I thought, Ace, couldn't you have died of something else? Because Jamie's going to go off on me on this. Because I poo-pooed.
Yeah.
I poo-pooed and poo-pooed her over the brain bleed.
Exactly.
I did.
Yeah, well,
I'm
it sorry, killed him.
Jamie,
killed him. He fell down. He hit his head. I mean, I hit mine at the bottom of a pool. But he hit his head, and I think he was in a bathroom or something. And then he died of complications of a brain bleed.
Yeah, it went on for like 2-3 weeks, didn't it?
It sure did.
And then he went just downhill. And I guess they never picked up on it. They being the doctors.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's crazy, though. But you talked about this for a week. I'm just sitting here going, oh, yeah, Jamie, I'm sure it's sleeping. Oh, yeah. And I just ignored it. And then this happens. That's crazy to me.
Somebody wants to know, didn't Kiss sing that song, he went to bed, bumped his head, and couldn't get up in the morning? No, that's a nursery rhyme. That's a nursery. That was a nursery rhyme.
My favorite Kiss song.
What is that nursery rhyme?
I don't know.
Bumped his head, couldn't get up in the morning. Crap, I can't remember what it was.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Anyway.
My favorite Kiss song was Beth.
Yeah, well, I brought up that one too, remember? It's real hard to be on the road, remember?
Yeah,
that was one
hard.
Of those songs that was so hard to be on the road.
Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you.
He's on the road, right?
Yeah. I think I hear them call.
Man, you nailed this Kiss thing.
I really
you
did.
Hit Beth.
Oh, it was
tough on the road.
It's raining, it's pouring.
The old man is snoring.
He went to bed and bumped his head and didn't get up in the morning.
Yep,
I never heard that.
Yep, I remember.
Never heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta blame my mom for that.
Right?
Why didn't she tell me that?
I know.
You guys all know it. Why wouldn't I know it? Right?
Exactly.
All right, Ace Frehley, 74 years old, dead.
Passed away.
Brain bleed.
Was he
fell. He fell.
Was he still part of KISS? Didn't they like switch out a member or something?
They did. I was reading some of the feed yesterday, and I think he left the band in like 1980 or something like that. And then he came back to the band in like 1996.
Gotcha.
I don't know if he toured with them recently. I really don't know. I follow that Paul Stanley guy. For somehow he's on my feed, and I think I follow him. I'm not sure. But yeah, he was in and out of the band.
They said, though, the saddest part is, let's see here, is that President Donald Trump announced that KISS would be one of the 2025 Kennedy Center honorees.
Yes.
And so now he's not going to be able to...
He won't make it. Maybe KISS will still put it together. I don't know. Maybe they got somebody they fill in with, you know, that can fit that uniform. I don't know.
I mean, but they're also going to be honored, right? But he won't even get the honor.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, there you go. That happened yesterday. It started to leak everywhere that Ace Frehley, 74 years old. All right, you want to hear a stupid study? In fact, we should call this segment Stupid Study, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, they spend money on this stuff, like $250,000. And they came up with why some people leave dirty dishes in the sink and others clean them immediately after eating.
Okay. Yeah, this is a stupid study. You're right. Nailed it.
I need a little open here. Stupid study. All right, listen to this, how stupid this is.
The person who leaves dishes usually wants to relax first and may have different priorities on when to get chores done by. For someone who needs it done right away, it's a way of saying that they feel at peace when their home is clean. Mm. Habits are often learned from your parents, but experts say trying to understand your partner's needs and communicating yours with them will help deter arguments.
I mean, that makes sense.
How stupid.
Yeah.
Of course, people that leave them in the sink are procrastinators.
They're what?
And really don't
care. What are they?
Procrastinators. And they don't really care. Right?
I don't, yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. You obviously don't really care about anything, right?
No, I don't care about dishes in the sink. I'm sorry. Do you want me to have?
We'll go to you. What do you got?
Do you want me to have more passion about
the sink? No, I'm just saying it's a stupid study.
What do you want me to give you?
It's like it's so odd. They spent $250,000.
I mean,
do this.
When you start out with it's stupid, how should I react to like and give you something?
Just forget it. If you're not into it, you're not into it.
Well, I mean, you already started with it. It's negative.
All right.
It's already negative. So what would you like me to do right with it? Agree with it stupid?
Well,
or
I'll say this. If I go around the room, I would say that myself probably leaves dishes dirty. That's what everybody would guess. I would guess, Jamie, you probably leave them in the sink too for a period of time. Maybe not for a long period of time.
I can't stand food in the sink.
Okay, well, I missed that one.
Yeah.
Carson, I would pick you immediately. Everything's cleaned.
I clean as I go.
As you go.
Yep.
Well, that's the kind of person you are.
Like
right?
Food in the sink is nasty.
Because then it gets that stale smell and then your entire house smells.
Yeah,
like
I can't stand that at all.
That would be my guess on the personalities in this room, right? Because I'll let them sit. Now, they don't sit for days, but they'll sit for a good hour or two.
But
maybe four or five.
I think it was because how I was raised, you have got to rinse out your food.
I rinse them.
Yeah.
I just don't put them away.
Oh,
I don't put them in the dishwasher. They sit in the sink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wash the food out. I don't leave the food in them because I don't want that, you know, stains in the sink. But I don't put them away.
You know what I can't
My wife's the worst.
I can't figure out here at work when... if it's clean or dirty. So I just put them in the sink here.
I know.
I feel so guilty because I don't want to have anybody have to put my dishes in the dishwasher.
So my rule of thumb, if there's dishes in the sink,
then
I just automatically think, okay, it's obviously clean. No one's unloaded. So I don't even look. I just put the dishes in the sink.
But don't you feel bad? Because you know Wanda's doing that. I feel bad that I'm putting it in the sink. Because
I agree with Jamie.
It's not her job, and I feel bad.
No, I agree. Whenever I go back, I just did it this morning. I put an old coffee pot that had some more coffee in it, and there's like four or five cups in there. And as I put the coffee pot in, I'm thinking, oh, this is awful.
Isn't it?
This is terrible.
I feel bad.
Because nobody here, there's not one person that works for us that has the label dishwasher.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's just somebody assumes it for some reason. They don't have that label. It's not a part of their job, I would think.
I wouldn't think so.
No, she's the HR. She's the HR girl. No. That means it's not her job at all.
Dishwasher's not a title.
Yeah, no.
Alice in Wonderland tickets coming up at 7:30 this morning. Tabloid trash. We'll do that next. Hang on.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Man. All right. As we know, Ace Frehley, we mentioned it just a minute ago, the original lead singer, guitarist, and founding member of Kiss has passed away at the age of 74. Just sad. Jennifer Lopez, she has been making her rounds. She was on Watch What Happens Live on Bravo. She was also on the Howard Stern Show. And she went into this whole thing. I don't know what you guys think about this, but I'll just let you listen to it and tell me what you think. Number one.
Do you think you've truly been loved?
No.
No. And do you think you really have experienced loving someone?
Yes. What I learned, it's not that I'm not lovable. It's that they're not capable.
They can't love.
They don't have it in them. They need to appreciate the little person inside of them.
They have little to give.
Yeah.
You've been in relationship with
them. And they gave me what they had.
Right. But
they gave
not
me
enough.
All of it. Every time.
But it's this much.
All the rings, all the things I could ever want.
Right.
They tried to give me the houses, the rings, the marriage, all of it. But
they didn't love you.
They didn't.
And didn't know you.
And I didn't love myself.
She's never been loved. The woman's been engaged like 8 times.
I know the feeling. Thank you, J-Lo. You're speaking up for a lot of people out there.
Oh, my God.
Including me.
My God. How can you be engaged 8 times and never said you've never been loved? That is so...
Attention, ho.
Yeah, right?
That is J-Lo.
Yes, it is.
Attention, ho.
It is.
Okay?
Yeah, because...
It's just silly.
Then why did she say yes to all these people if they never loved her?
It didn't work out. That's true.
But
they did love you. You loved them, and everybody was, they thought it was going to last forever.
Oh my God, she's a lot.
You go through a lot of people, J-Lo.
You do. She cannot be alone. Remember that ghost one?
Yeah.
Casper?
Casper.
The ghost one.
Yeah,
Casper. Well, I mean, that is desperation right there. He was a looker. All right. Anyway, Harvey was on TMZ. Harvey talks about how Kevin Federline is claiming even more outrageous things in his new book. Here it is.
Number two.
Yes. Sorry.
Britney Spears, according to her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, was doing cocaine at the same period where she was breastfeeding one of her kids.
Yes. This is something that Kevin reveals in his book. Talks about this happened when he had a project that he was premiering. Kevin wasn't expecting her to be there. He says he goes into a room and the first thing I saw was Britney and her young starlet friend snorting a fat line of coke off the table. Both were wearing these outrageous wigs. It was surreal. They didn't even try to hide it. And then he said to her, please don't go home and breastfeed the kids like this. Call your mom or someone. We need to get formula. You can't do this.
You know, this is getting really ugly.
It is getting ugly.
You know, and it's to the point of where, and I think this is where it's headed too. There are things that are not in the book that he decided not to put in because it might be just a little bit too much. But now the gloves are off. The more she accuses him, the more he accuses her, back and forth, they're going to reach for the worst thing they can find on each other.
Yeah, because he said that he hasn't put like the hardest and worst stuff in the book.
It's coming though. You can betcha.
Also, this is kind of crazy. He also revealed that Jamie Lynn Spears sent private messages to his wife, Victoria, criticizing her own sister, Brittany, for being an absentee parent. I guess Jamie Lynn allegedly thanked Victoria and Kevin for providing stability for Brittany's sons, Sean and Jaden, and accuses Brittany of being self-centered and unwilling to take responsibility. Despite the conflict, Jamie Lynn is said to maintain a good relationship with her nephews and recently connected with them with their own daughters. So they're all together. And then I also read that Kevin Federline has taken the boys to see Grandpa Jamie
okay.
as well. So I don't
know. I thought he was on his deathbed.
I don't know.
Wasn't he living in an RV or something?
He was. Yeah, I saw that.
Didn't he lose a leg?
Oh, I don't know.
Didn't they have to amputate him or something?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I thought he was dying.
Yeah.
No, that's not good.
No, but I saw a couple of other stories, too. Do you see where Kevin Federline has been offered $100,000 to do OnlyFans?
Oh, God.
TMZ reported it yesterday.
Oh, God.
He's been offered. OnlyFans says they will give Kevin Federline $100,000 to join.
Just to join, just to start up.
Just to start up his own page. They want him.
Yeah.
They think it's a big deal right now.
I mean, he might make some money. Who knows? What does he do for a living?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know, but he may have to take up this offer. And the second thing is, Britney Spears, we now know who she was in bed with. Remember, Kevin Federline said that he caught her in bed with another woman.
Yeah, it's nobody
totally good. Making out. And it turns out that it was a backup dancer for her or something.
Because
some lady.
At first it came out that it was going to be an A-list celebrity. And we wanted to know who it was, but it was just a backup.
Yeah, and I put all my money on Rosie O'Donnell. And I lost everything.
Oh, Man. Wait, hold on. Carson has what Kevin Federline does for a living. Go ahead and read all those. Carson?
He's an actor. He's a rapper. He's a vocalist. He's a pro wrestler, apparently. TV personality. There's all these things.
He's a fashion model, a TV personality, a dancer, disc jockey, a film actor, a singer, and a bowler.
And a dancer. Don't forget that.
Yeah, right? Man, he does a lot of
tricks
stuff.
Of all trade.
I was wondering what he does for a living, but it looks like he does a lot of professions.
He doesn't have time for OnlyFans.
I didn't know he was a bowler. Where did that come from? Will you click on that and see what it says? Bowler?
I think if you just make an appearance at the WWE, that doesn't make you a wrestler, does it?
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, you're just making an appearance.
Weird.
It's a gimmick.
Okay, let's see here. Not that one. What am I doing? Oh, here it is. Jelly Roll talks about his plan to build a rehab center, number three.
Then on the other side of the creek, I'm going to develop like a 100-acre rehabilitation campus for free. We're like, imagine drug addicts like you and like us, like poor kids, like we were just out when life was kicking our ass. We'll have a traditional 28-day, 12-step style, but then we'll have intensive programs as well for therapy, mental health. Come on, baby. What are you? No, deeper. Guest weekend. Come in and spend the weekend with the boys. Leave the phone and get in the trenches with the guys and girls.
Love to.
So that's pretty cool. He's building a 100-acre rehabilitation campus, and what he's talking about is when he was young and he was in the, as he says, the trenches of it, he couldn't afford to get help. And so now he's going to offer this for free, a 28-day program, 12-step, and intensive therapy, mental health program, all the things to give back. So, man, I will tell you, when I was at his concert with Post Malone or whatever, boy, he is so, he seems to be so thankful that he got his life back together. You know, like, it's like he can't even believe he was so bottom of the barrel, and then here he is in a stadium.
Yeah.
You know, he kept thanking God and all that stuff. It was, I mean, he brought it to church.
Yeah, he's grateful.
He is indeed. Snoop Dogg. A long time ago, Snoop Dogg didn't like gay people, and now apparently he loves gay people. Here it is.
His Love is a record that my kids program, Doggyland, presented me, where it's the song where it's teaching love is love. It's teaching parenthood. It's teaching the situations that kids and the world is going through right now in a beautiful way through song, dance, melody. And I'm just trying to get more understanding, clarity on how we live and the way we live. And I felt like this music is a beautiful, you know, bridge to bring in understanding. This is a program that we've been doing for years where we involve kids. And these are things that kids have questions about. So now hopefully we can help answer these questions and, you know, help them to live a happy life and understand that love is love.
Okay.
Thank you, Snoop.
Yeah. Man, it's very motivational today.
Yeah,
very,
sure, yeah.
Very, very. Yeah. Somebody texted and said, I want to go back to the J-Lo thing. Remember, don't you think that Mark, the father of her kids, did truly love her and she just kicked him to the curb?
Mark Anthony was a good man. He has a great line of clothing, too. Skinny jeans.
He was good
to die for.
Good man.
I love him.
I think they took the Mark Anthony line out of Kohl's. I don't know if it's
they're
still
not there anymore.
I know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They added that Champs or something like that.
It's so sad.
Yeah, it is a sad thing. I've not been back. I continue to boycott.
Until
they get Mark Anthony back in there, I'm not going back.
All right, nope. I'm done. There you go, tablet check.
You can offer me all the Kohl's cash you want to.
Nope.
I'm not coming back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Believer.
Heard live on the Odyssey app. You'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock. Let's update you real quick here with Bar Bingo. It's a haunted Bar Bingo. We're going to be at Stoney's over on Lincoln. That's coming up on Wednesday the 29th, 2 days before Halloween. Haunted Bar Bingo, meaning everybody's going to dress up. Well, just about everybody, if you want to.
Yeah, you don't have to, but if you want to, we would love for you to.
We're going to.
Yep.
We have tons of prizes to give away. We opened up registration yesterday at 9 a.m. Immediately, we had almost 900 people sign up in the first hour. Never happened before. It's huge, right?
Yep.
And I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of people are in the celebrating mood that week, being Halloween week, right? And so people are getting out to do Bar Bingo and win some of these prizes.
Well, plus I think, too, you know, everything's so expensive right now, and this is really a fun thing to do for free.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so it's a festive week.
It is festive.
It's a very festive week. And so a lot of people signed up. In fact, our bosses, oh, man, they were raving about it, weren't they? They were sending out texts. Oh, man, I think this is a record. I don't think this has ever happened before. It was huge. It was big. It remains open, but it's only going to be open, it being the registration at alice1059.com. It remains open, but it's going to close this morning, probably around 9 or 10 o'clock. I'm just warning you.
I told him yesterday at 10 that we should close it. It's too many people.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. More the merrier, man. Stoney said they can handle it.
But the thing is nobody took into account that everybody's going to have outfits on, so they're all going to be twice their own size.
Perfect.
So it's going to be jam-packed.
I love chaos. So here's your last chance to get registered. If you want to be a part of Bar Bingo on the 29th, it's a Wednesday night, Stoney's on Lincoln. Alice105down.com, but I'm going to tell you, by 10 o'clock this morning, done.
Also, thanks to our friends at Romantics. They are sponsors, and also Coors Light. So there you go.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Carson came in a couple of days ago. He's having car problems again. Do you know about this?
No.
Okay. Well, you remember the other car? He literally had to get rid of his dream car because it down the toilet,
I'm
man.
I'm not sure he still loves the new car.
I'm not either, but I may have some bad news. Oh. But he came in. Not that I have joy in this at all.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Look, I'm just a messenger here. Don't blame me. All right. But he came in to me yesterday, day before yesterday, actually. He's doing one of these, Jamie. He's almost in tears.
Oh, no.
He comes in and he says, "Oh, we got a problem with Bree's car now."
But they just got that, it seems like.
15,000 miles on it. Brand new. Yeah. Loves that car, right? Drives it to work more than he drives the other vehicle.
It's an
right?
electric one.
All the shocks went out. Yeah, 15,000 miles on this sucker. Oh, yeah. Sitting on its wheels.
What?
And sitting on its wheels.
And they've had it for a couple days, and they just got the parts in yesterday afternoon.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm assuming it's under warranty.
Yes, thankfully.
Thank God.
Listen to his voice. Listen to how
Carson, is going on with you in cars?
I don't know. I feel like I just need to ditch all the cars and just start taking the bus.
Yeah.
I don't know if this applies or not. What year is your new vehicle?
A 2025.
Which one? They're both new to me.
No. The one he just got. Oh, the brand new one. Which? It's a 2025. Yeah. You're out of the woods.
Why?
Anything from 2021 to 2024 in that model catches on fire.
Oh, what?
Ford put out a recall yesterday.
Oh, they did?
On that vehicle.
Oh, no.
On that vehicle.
You're out of it.
But it stops at 2024.
Stop it.
But you have to think that. Maybe it bled over to 2025. I don't know. Thank goodness. Here, we'll do. Man, you're out of the woods on that one.
So the Bronco catches on fire?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they've got, I don't know, something underneath the hood.
Oh, my God.
That malfunctions. The thing just catches on fire underneath the hood. So they're doing a massive recall. But you're out of the woods. So that's good.
Yeah, barely.
So there's one.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. See, I made your day, didn't I?
Oh, my God.
Fine. Right.
There's a story. Did you see the bears that broke into the Aspen gym?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for that guy. He said they crapped everywhere. By the way, why do bears get like a special word for their poop? They get scat?
I don't know.
Well, you know what I mean? Like every other one's like, they don't get special name. It's like, it's like skunk poop. It's like, you know, deer poop. But no, they get scat.
Humans have the S word.
Yeah, well, I know, but you know what I mean? It's just weird that one animal gets a special name for the poop.
No, I think others do, too.
I think
moose do. Mooses? Don't they? Yeah.
Is there scat, too?
I don't know exactly what it's called, but I think there are other animals that get the name, too. So these bears decide that, you know, and you know what this is like? This is like when you know the liquor store is going to be closed on a, you know, like Christmas Day, and you make a run on Christmas Eve, right, to stock up. That's what they did, because hibernation is coming, and these guys went into the gym, these bears, and they ate all the protein.
Yeah, and he said that they pooped all the protein, too. Oof.
In the video, these two bears walk inside, open up the fridge, and then just go crazy, eating coffee, protein, and other sorts of protein-based treats you would find in a gym. Hundreds of dollars worth, in fact. One of the bears opens up the door, and they actually put down the doorstop.
Think about that. The bears knew to put down the doorstop.
Well, I don't know if they knew to do it.
That's pretty damn smart. They knew where the protein was for winter. They had to stock up on that, and they put down the doorstop.
That's how they were able to get out when they do finally leave. The owner of the gym called CPW, and the CPW is now helping to provide electric doormats, hopefully to deter any future visits.
Well, that's not right. What? Shocking the bears.
Well,
the electric doormats?
That's a good idea. At least they won't open the door again.
That reminds me of your ammonia story, Jamie.
Yeah,
every time
exactly.
I hear something, it's like, well, what do you want? You can't do that to the bears. It's not their fault. You're in the woods.
Doormats, hopefully to deter any future visits from these bears.
Gym is trashed right now. There's bear poop. It ate all of our coffee pods. It ate all of our protein powders, supplements, creatine. it got into everything and just kind of went
now
to town.
That's prepared for hibernation right there. You got the creatine. You got all the healthy
bulking
stuff.
Up.
All the protein inside the place. They got it all.
By the way, the word for animal poop can vary, but dung is generally a good term, while droppings is another common term. For wild animals, especially carnivores, scat is frequently used, and specific names exist for certain animals as guano for birds and bats, frass for insects like caterpillars, and frass? I didn't know caterpillars.
Frass.
I got to go take a frass.
I know I'd heard of different names for different droppings.
Like, what? Who knows a caterpillar is frass?
I didn't know if caterpillars poop.
Yeah,
exactly.
Whoever saw it.
Either.
I've never seen caterpillar poop.
Me.
Have you?
That's weird.
Well, every time we play a bear story, you know what that means.
Bears never give up.
Never give up.
Just want to make a hunt. Bears never give up.
things on the Nextdoor and you know, Parker, whatever. It's people that actually post pictures of poop and say, "Do you know what this is?"
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
You're all over the place.
You're fascinated with poop this morning,
Jamie. No, what I'm saying is that it drives me crazy because people do this all the time. They post pictures on Nextdoor and they're like, "What is this?" It's so nasty. It's so nasty.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here we are. It's a Friday already. Alice in Winterland tickets coming up at 7:30. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Mega Millions tonight, $625 million.
Nice.
$625 million tonight.
Yep, so.
Today is National Pasta Day.
Yep.
I saw where the three top, you know, every day is something, right? Hot yep. dog day, blah, blah, blah. The top three, pasta is one of the top three that people actually participate in.
Oh, they do.
Tacos is number one. Pizza was number one. Tacos number two. Pasta number three.
Are there deals out there?
I know Olive Garden is.
Sure, yeah.
But I'm sure you got to do the whole app, and you know how we feel about that.
BJ
but,
hates apps.
I'm not a big fan of putting fast
foods. He doesn't want to be forced to get an app to have some free fries.
I got one fast food on my phone. It's Jimmy John's, and that's because of Frog.
Right?
Frog loves his Jimmy John's. I'm not a big fan myself, but it's on my phone.
Company, too.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
Kids eat free.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah. Yep. So that's good.
All right. We have the Alice in Winterland tickets coming up at 7:30 this morning. Don't forget about that. I did mention the Mega Millions, right? What else was it?
The parade.
Oh, the parade. I don't know, man. It's not looking good, folks. We mentioned this yesterday. It's just not coming together. I felt like it was going to come together,
yeah.
And it's not coming together, okay?
It really isn't. No.
We had the fire driver yesterday. Well, we laid him off, okay? Things are tough. Government shut down, so we had to lay him off.
Now we don't even have anybody to pull the parade.
No,
float.
We have nobody.
Yeah.
And we can't get anybody outside the station because our legal team won't allow it.
Right, so it has to be an employee.
Yeah. Tony, thank you so much for offering. And thank you so much for giving up your big vehicle that you could pull this thing. But our legal team said, no, it's a liability. So
yeah,
we have to change it. It's not coming together. we need candy.
Oh,
we don't even have candy.
No, we got some candy.
We did?
Yeah, we got 60 pounds.
Is that a lot?
I don't know.
How much 60 pounds?
I don't know. He just told me they got.
But 60 pounds, could they be like giant Snicker bars, 60 pounds? If so, that's only like 100 bars.
Or is
it little bitty bitty?
And what's the name brand? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't really care about the name brand.
I do.
It's more about making it last throughout the entire parade because you hate to give half the parade candy and the other half you have to diss.
True. Yep.
That's not fun. Even if it's a Tootsie Rolls, you know?
Yeah. So let's see here. It says 40 pounds. I don't know. They're trying to do it. Oh, my God. It says 40 pounds will be enough for 120 guests.
By the way, this
Are
is...
Are you listening to that?
Yeah.
That is not good.
It ain't going to work.
120 guests?
Not going to work. I mean, it's just not coming together. I didn't even realize we had that. It's a start, at least. We still have a week to go. This is Halloween on Broadway. There's a parade that's been in, dire straits lately, and they need sponsors, they need this. So we thought, you know, we'll be a part of your parade. Maybe that'll get the word out, and that'll help you out just a little bit. This will be the first year we're a part of it, right? Now, it's a fancy little parade, Halloween, right? But we don't really have... we're not a float company, okay? So it's really tough for us to put together a float at last-minute notice. Candy, all that stuff. So we've been a little bit flimsy with our participation thus far. So I don't know how this thing's going to work out for next Saturday. It's a week from this Saturday, by the way.
I would say get towards the beginning of the parade.
Yeah. You might want to meet us backstage.
Right. If you want candy, get at the very beginning.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, well, it's fine. It's Friday, by the way.
Don't
Yay.
We have a meeting today?
Yeah, we do.
All right, we'll see how the meeting goes and give you an update on Monday. But, man, oh, man, it's looking slim with the parade this year.
I thought 60 pounds was going to be a lot until I read that. Oh, no. Oh, well, it'd be
You know,
fine.
That other parade we do, we win trophies and crap for that.
Yeah.
We're not going to win a trophy on this one.
Again, just be at the beginning of the parade if you want candy from us.
I didn't realize we had the candy.
Yeah, we got it.
That's better than nothing, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show again. Alice in Winterland, 7:30.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no, it all begins. Frost and freeze warning for the weekend. Oh, boy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's official now. Certain areas are going to be pretty cold, I guess. Get down to frost, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know about a solid freeze.
No, I don't think it's a deep freeze yet, right? But yeah, you need to unscrew all your garden hoses, that's for sure.
Did you see where Smucker's is suing Trader Joe's?
I did not. Oh, Uncrustables.
Uncrustables.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Here's the story.
Trader Joe's is in an apparently sticky situation over its crustless PB&J sandwiches. Smucker's, you know, home of the Uncrustable, is filing a lawsuit saying that the TJ's version is an obvious copycat. A rep for Smucker's tells NBC News it's enforcing its trademark and protecting its distinct sandwich design. The company says Traders needs to stop selling the crustless PB&J and deliver their stock to Smucker's to be destroyed.
What did I think of this? My brother, growing up, hated the crust. And Mom would cut it off all the time.
Right.
Why did I come up with this? I could have been a billionaire by now.
Yeah, but you know, the Uncrustable is a very frustrating snack because you have to wait for it to unfreeze, and then you're like, forget it, and then you just eat it frozen.
I'm with you. We bought a box of them thinking that Frog would love them because he loves peanut butter and jelly, right?
Mm.
He can't stand them. Because, like you said, you have to keep them in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then
you wait. And
out
then,
of the mood.
Man.
Right?
But they, if you actually can wait long enough for them to thaw out, they are so good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It just doesn't feel like you could have a trademark on peanut butter jelly sandwich.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's like having a trademark on ice.
Yeah, it's true.
How do you get that trademark? Yeah. You know, I would think that Trader Joe's could do their own version of it, right, without the crust, but I guess not. They're suing for millions.
Well, I mean, they might win, actually.
I think they will.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, man, those are good. I would love to have one right now.
Mentioned this earlier. Broncos play this weekend, playing the Giants. They are doing the Hall of Fame, Ring of Fame, I think it's called, around the stadium, putting Demaryius Thomas up there. You know, he died at the age of 33 with a seizure. And they'll commemorate that this weekend.
Yeah, remember I was with him with the opening of Bolarama or whatever it's called. Remember
Bolero?
Yeah. He was such a nice guy too. He was. I mean, talk about everybody. He made sure he met everybody at that opening.
That's so cool.
They're saying it's going to be quite emotional at the stadium this Sunday. The kickoff is at 2:05. They'll do the presentation and his name up on the Ring of Fame. They will do that at halftime. But they say a ton of players from the past will be there.
Oh, somebody said you put Uncrustables in the toaster.
Oh.
And then somebody else said put the Uncrustables in the air fryer for a few minutes.
No way.
Game changer. Holy Toledo. I love these
ideas.
I'm going
to go get some today and try it.
I got to tell you, that air fryer can fix anything.
Right?
Okay. Lisa had a leftover sandwich, you know, from, I don't know, one of those sub shops or something. And I threw it in the old fryer yesterday, and it was delicious. That air fryer is the best invention in the world.
Well,
it's better than peanut butter jelly.
Except for, I'm seeing now people are saying, and I know it's like it's in everything, but they're saying it's bad because it's plastic and that you should buy, there's a new glass one that you're supposed to buy.
Yeah.
A new glass air fryer. That way the plastic doesn't get into your food.
But the container itself is metal.
Is it?
The pan is, yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not plastic. No.
I mean, I don't
just
know.
The outer casing
is
plastic. But on the inside, when you get inside, the majority of the stuff you put your food on is all metal.
Did you
right?
guys see now that they're finding plastic in our bones?
Yeah.
Oh.
In your bones! And you know what? And we've talked about this. Trying to get away from plastic is impossible. It's just simply impossible.
They tell you what you can have and what you can't have. I'm still upset over the plastic bags, but everything else comes in plastic. It's like, it doesn't make sense.
And
never makes sense.
Here is Whole Foods, right? You try to eat real healthy and all that stuff. But if you look at like your blueberries, they're sitting in plastic. Everything's sitting in plastic.
Yeah, just absorbing it.
Right? Oh, my God.
I have stopped putting microwave stuff in plastic.
Yeah,
that's good.
I stopped that a long time ago, a couple of years ago, I guess it was. But I got rid of all that Tupperware stuff.
I stopped my Fiji water bottle. You know how I always got Fiji delivered? Now I buy the metal bottles of water, but it's $1.25 a bottle of water. for the metal ones.
No kidding.
It's so ridiculous.
Man, why is everything that's good for us just way expensive?
I know, right?
It makes zero sense.
It doesn't.
It's called marketing.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's called capitalism, man. They got to make money on it. If it's good for you, if it's bad for you, here, have this.
Right?
Here, it's all yours. BJ Jamie Morning Show. Tabloid trash is coming up. But before we get to that, we'll give you a chance to win Allison Winter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
And tickets.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Ace Frehley, the original lead guitarist and founding member of Kiss, has died at the age of 74. I guess he fell down and hit his head, and then he suffered complications from a brain bleed after the fall, after he fell down, and so he passed away.
I don't know how they didn't catch this.
I know.
It's a little confusing to me because they said that he was deteriorating over the period of from when he fell till his death. You would have thought that all the brain scans, maybe it was just something they couldn't repair.
They couldn't get to, I guess.
I guess.
The royal family is really, really, really mad at Meghan Markle again. They have had it with her. And she just continues to divide their, you know, keep the divide alive. I guess she was speaking at an event October 14th, and this is what ticked them off. They said, well, what was it like, you know, when you left the royal family and all that stuff? And she's like, well, when we got to Canada, there was a lot of healing. She used the word healing.
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 Oh, that means she was miserable,
right?
Back there with the king and the queen.
So they took that as a big snub. Like, really, you had to heal after leaving us? Okay, Meghan.
Well, you got to admit, though, that is kind of a slam. I mean, Jamie, if you did an interview after leaving here today and you said, well, I just need to take a few moments to heal, then I would take that personal.
Right.
I would think that I drove you crazy.
Exactly. I mean, I back this. I back the royal family. That is bitchy.
It is.
Right?
It is. She slammed him.
I'm healing.
And not only that, it's the royal family. You had everything at your beck and call.
Exactly.
I mean, and we're supposed to feel sorry for you so you can heal?
Did you see what President Trump did?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God. Only him. So I guess when he was over there, whatever, that Camilla, what's the, you know, the queenish lady, Camille, yeah. I think it's her name's Camille. He went up to her, right, in front of Prince Charles, and like, so, dude, what's up with Meghan? What's the tea?
You got to get the scoop.
Right?
He's been reading the tabloids like us.
Right?
He's like, so, hey, what the hell's going on here?
What's up with her?
You hate her, don't you?
Yeah.
Huh?
I think he was trying to get some gossip about Meghan from Camille. All right. This is going to be shocking to you guys. And I mean, this lawsuit went down in September, but now people are really digging deep into this. And that is that Amazon Prime Day is a farce.
Yeah.
It's all a lie, you guys. Amazon Prime Day, they're doing a class action lawsuit. Fake sales, misleading percentages off. The before sale sign are inflated, like what it was before. Those are all inflated. It's all a lie. We're all involved now in a class action lawsuit, so we should get about 76 cents from the class action lawsuit.
Nobody's shocked by this.
I know.
Well, maybe a few people are. There are some diehards out there that really trust and believe in Amazon.
I did, kind of.
I think most people...
I kind of did. It was kind of me.
I mean, we've seen the videos.
I know, but I
stores.
And they really told me it was on sale, BJ, and I believed them.
They cover up the original price with the sales price, and the sale price is exactly the same. You know, we've seen all those videos. It's a big scam. Not just Amazon, everywhere.
Believed them. Yeah, have you ever seen that Walmart thing where they're like, roll out prices, and somebody lifts it up, and it's like, please.
Yeah, these videos have been floating around for a while. I mean, none of this is shocking.
Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Somebody came up with all the stuff. So fans can buy many variants of the album. They can buy the hoodies from the album, jackets, hair brushes, etc. If someone tried to buy everything offered, all the album versions, the merchandise and related items, the total cost would be $1,809.85. And they're saying that this price illustrates how her merch has become a major revenue stream for her and the reason why she's become a billionaire.
Good Makes sense.
Good for you, Taylor. Just keep selling.
Anything she puts out sells.
A hairbrush?
Yeah. Does she have a perfume?
Yeah, she does.
Does she?
She's had...
You smell like Taylor?
Yeah, she's had one forever because one of our gag gifts at Christmas is we all buy like celebrities' perfume and give it to each other.
Yeah.
Like my sister, I bought her like the Backstreet Boys or something.
I wonder if you can get the dual pack. You can get smell like Travis, smell like Taylor.
Oh, I don't know.
All in one little package, maybe the his and hers.
By the way, speaking of Taylor Swift, Blake Lively and her, they say, have not talked at all. So I guess when we thought that one song was about them getting back together, they're saying that they haven't talked since 2024 of December. And even though people said, no, they have talked, sources say they absolutely have not spoken at all. So, and, you know, remember Travis unfriended Ryan Reynolds and he hasn't asked to friend him again.
Okay.
So.
They're on the out.
They are. Eric Dane's ALS progression is going fast. This is so sad. You knew him as McSteamy Grey's Anatomy. Actor Eric Dane, he was diagnosed with ALS in 2025. He was spotted recently in a wheelchair. He looks frail. He needed assistance from an aide to get into the chair. He was a big-time actor, and this is just so sad. I can't believe we can't figure out the cure for this.
It's been years.
Right?
It's been years, and they can't figure it out.
My God. All right, as you know, Kevin Federline is about to release a memoir, and here's what TMZ said about another excerpt, number two.
Britney Spears, according to her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, was doing cocaine at the same period where she was breastfeeding one of her kids.
Yes. Oh, no. This is something that Kevin reveals in his book. Talks about this happened when he had a project that he was premiering. Kevin wasn't expecting her to be there. He says he goes into a room and the first thing I saw was Britney and her young starlet friend snorting a fat line of coke off the table.
Oh, my.
Both were wearing these outrageous wigs. It was surreal. They didn't even try to hide it. And then he said to her, please don't go home and breastfeed the kids like this. Call your mom or someone. We need to get formula. You can't do this.
I love this story because it's got so much dirt in it.
Oh,
I love
God,
it. I think it's great content. You know, Kevin Federline being offered at OnlyFans. Would women buy his pictures?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Are they just doing it for the name only? Because I can't imagine anybody wanting his picture.
So the story is what? OnlyFans itself offered him $100,000 to join the platform? Is that what this story was?
Join and we will pay you $100,000. Because all of a sudden, you know, it's going to be news everywhere. And so they're going to get the publicity from it. It's probably worth $100,000. I'd ask for more if I'm Kevin Federline, probably. But this story, and yesterday you saw all these celebrities like the Cardi DBs and different people choosing their side, which team they're on, too, right?
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There were, I guess, five or six different people that I saw. I can't remember the names. Every one of them is Team Brittany. I got to go with Team Kevin, okay?
Well, yeah, especially after you hear that Jamie Lynn Spears wrote to Victoria, his wife, and said that Brittany is an absentee parent, that she's selfish. She thanked them for raising the boys and all that, and said that Brittany just walked away from their lives.
Yeah, so. He released all this stuff, didn't he? And I said this last hour, it's going to get worse. Everything he didn't put in the book that's really bad stuff, he's going to come out and say it, because they're going to fire at him. He's going to fire back. It's hooking up the other one.
And then finally, you're not going to believe this, folks. This is shocking news.
What is it?
Non-binary was a fad.
What?
You remember that non-binary word?
I don't even know what non-binary means. What is it?
According to a report, the percentage of identifying as neither male or female has dropped now. Remember, they weren't male, they weren't female, they were non-binary.
They were they.
I don't know
they.
If you go with it.
Yeah, I would go with it. No.
You can't get more middle than it. I mean, think about it.
But it feels rude.
It seems derogatory.
Yeah, yeah, but they has H-E in it for he.
Whoa.
Hello. Do I hear birds chirping?
That is deep.
It is downright down the middle.
It is mean.
You can't get.
It is mean.
Yeah. It is it.
They say that the decline shows that non-binary identity was an absolute fad. Come on. We were all forced to say like non-binary stuff and stuff. Now you're telling me it's a fad?
So if you're listening to us right now,
yeah,
and you're non-binary, okay, you got to pick something.
You have to.
Today's your day.
Yeah.
I don't know which way you want to go. I really don't care. But you got to pick something, okay? Because today's your day.
You're just a fad.
Okay. You don't want to stay in it. You just don't.
It's a they.
Yeah, stop saying it.
They has he in it.
Yeah, I heard. All right, I'm done. There you go. Top of the trash.
That's not fair. BJ and Jamie. Happy Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free all over America, and you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. I got to tell you, this bar bingo, haunted bar bingo, has taken off like a herd of turtles, man. This thing is on fire right now.
Yeah, so here's the deal. It's our haunted bar bingo. It's at Stoney's on Lincoln. It'll be October 29th, and we're going to be shutting that sucker down here in a little bit.
Yeah.
So, just so you know. Alice1059.com.
Get signed up. Get dressed up. Join us down at Stoney's. It's going to be a good time. We have a flyaway to see Rusty of the Jonas Brothers. Well, they'll all be there, but Rusty's the one you want to see. In Vegas, you can go there. Plus, we have tickets to Alice in Winterland. We have Ed Sheeran tickets. We have a ton of stuff to give away. But most of all, you got to get registered, okay? Go to Alice1059.com. Did you see where we are, we being Colorado, one of the worst states in America for robocalls?
Oh, for robocalls. I did not.
And for some reason, they can't stop it. They just can't stop it. We're one of the worst. I think we're top three or top four. It's just terrible here. You get them every day, don't you?
Everybody does, I think. You know? Well,
I just don't know why we can't stop it. It's illegal.
I got the weirdest text from a number I don't know, and it's a New York area code.
Yeah.
And it just said, "Do you want to come over for dinner?"
You get those too.
It was weird.
Let me read you.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
And I just deleted it and put it as spam. But I was like, and I looked up the area code, but I don't know anybody from a New York area code that wants to invite me over for dinner. But what is that trying to do? What are they looking for? The word yes?
I don't know.
Like, is it if I put yes, then it's I'm agreeing to something else?
There's some trick there.
Yeah, there is.
I don't know what it is, Jamie. It's I can't weird. Figure it out either. Here's the one I got yesterday, okay?
Okay.
Area code 307, all right? Hey, Matt, Gwen told me about your awesome baking skills. Any chance I can grab a cake for Saturday?
That's so weird. What is with the food ones?
And I wrote back, sure.
See, I don't know if you're supposed to write back.
Did I just?
I don't know.
Oh,
no. I think that you have
I thought I was being funny.
Yeah, I think that you're not supposed to do that.
All right, we'll play you this robocall story. We'll do that when we come back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Little cool this morning, 37 degrees early this morning.
I did see, though, we have a whole nother week before a hard freeze.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. So you got time.
Yeah.
Got to blow out those sprinklers, man.
Disconnect the garden hoses, all the stuff.
If you play the Mega Millions, tonight could be your night. $625 million. I don't play, but I'm about to. I'm going to get in on this one tonight.
Yeah, it's what, $5 a ticket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to get my ticket, $625 million. All right, everybody can relate to this. If you have a phone, you get robocalls. And it turns out that Colorado is one of the worst. In fact, I think we're the number four state in America for robocalls. Here's the story.
Phone ringing constantly, text messages seemingly every other minute, all coming from unknown numbers.
A new report from Colorado consumer watchdog group Coperg shows spam robocalls are now at a six-year high, with Colorado ranking fourth in the nation for imposter scam reports. Let's go out live to Fox 1's problem solver, Shaul Turner, and how, more importantly, to block these calls.
Shaul?
Absolutely, and it gets so annoying when your phone goes off and again, but the last thing you ever want to do, according to Coperg, is answer those calls, because they can even record your voice. Let them go to voicemail, monitor them, and if they are threatening and pressuring that you need to deal with a law enforcement or government issue or anything else, look it up for yourself. Look up the number yourself, okay. Do your own research and check it out that way. And then report any scam calls to the FCC, Coperg, or the State Attorney General's
These
office.
These people doing this, they think we're stupid.
You know, I have a different question, and then I'll get back to robocalls. Why did they need to go live to her on the street for this?
Maybe she was standing outside of a robocall center
maybe,
or something.
Maybe so.
I don't know. Maybe you have to see the video.
Sometimes I just always think it's so weird. Like, the other day I was watching the news and they went to live, you know, they were talking about something like chicken or something, but she wasn't even by a chicken stand.
No.
She was just in the middle of a park.
But I think that it does make it more serious sounding,
okay,
because you got horns in the background. It's like I'm an on the street reporter,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
If you went to Shaw in the lunchroom, and she's sitting there with a hamburger and fries in front of her, it wouldn't be...
That's a great point.
Not the same impact. You know what I mean?
That is
you kind of need a train in the background, some guy riding by on a bicycle. You know, you got to have the sound.
The ambiance, right.
The sound, everything. The robocalls, these people think we're stupid, okay? They're sending the most ridiculous messages that you could even imagine. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like these texts that we're getting only started like 2 months ago or so. Because everything I've gotten prior to that has been phone calls.
But you're not supposed to reply, and you replied.
Well, I just said, I'll make you a cake. They said I was a great baker.
So the latest ones that we're talking about, it seems to be a lot of food ones. Like, somebody asked me to go to dinner. I just put it in spam, you know, reported or whatever. But somebody said, here's the weirdest one yet. I got this text. Hello, this is Addison from the adoption center. Would you like to return or adopt a child today? Return a child? Are you kidding me? What the
Come
hell?
Come on, man. You didn't get that, did you?
All right. No,
I don't know
return.
If I buy this.
I know.
I
right?
don't know if you got that text.
Return
all right.
Kid.
I mean, you can play with us all day long. I'm not buying that one. That you can return a child. No.
Somebody else said, hey, Mary, are you coming to the seafood breakfast?
Oh, man. Sounds delicious.
Seafood breakfast?
I'd write back. Yeah. I'll be there. See you soon.
Seafood for breakfast?
Yeah.
Ugh. That sounds awful.
I would go in a heartbeat. I love seafood.
Somebody else said that they had a two-hour conversation. You're not supposed to talk to them because then, like she said, that they record your voice and then they can use your recorded voice to AI it for your bank account. You know how, like, your voice is your identity or whatever.
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to talk.
You know, here's what I get upset with. My phone, and if you've got an iPhone, I don't know about the Android, but if you've got an iPhone, it says you can report this person. You can block and report, right? I don't think any of these ever get reported.
I don't either.
I mean, who am I turning it into?
I agree with
the
you.
The text police? Where does it go? Does it go to the governor? I don't know where it goes. But I get the same phone number calling me back again.
I bet it's your carrier. That's where it goes to.
I don't know. I don't know. It says block and report.
You're right. It does feel empty because they don't send you any kind of kickback. You just hit block and report or whatever, and then you're just like,
right.
I don't feel like you did anything.
I want to know. I want to know if BB's been arrested. You know, I want to know. I want a kickback.
What, who?
BB.
Oh.
BB, I just made up a name. Somebody like, would be sending the robocalls.
Yeah, okay.
But I want to know. I want a kickback saying, hey, we saw that you reported BB, and we picked him up today. He's in a world of trouble. I'd like to know all that stuff, right?
I agree with you. I know.
Yeah, it feels like it goes nowhere. How are we number four in the country? They say that it's just because the state of Colorado won't enforce the law.
Shocker.
Yeah. That for some reason, they don't take it seriously.
They're like, yeah, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Yeah, hey, just deal with it. You know,
that
you're going to get
bad.
A phone call.
That's four in the whole country, you guys. You thought it was just you. It's not. It's all of us. We're all in it together.
You would think it would be the top four populated states
right?
in the country,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, you would think it would be California, maybe New York, Florida, not Colorado.
I just saw this study, BJ, and I have to tell you that, you lost the study.
What do you mean?
They said that there are five things that nobody has in their home anymore at all. And guess what?
What?
You have all five.
What are they?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Number one, DVDs.
We have DVDs.
You have DVDs.
I'll bet you, hang on a second before you go through the list.
Yeah.
If you're listening, all right, take note of this, okay? And text at 303-22-ELLIS or 222-5423. Text if you also have all five, okay?
I don't have any DVDs.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, there are a lot of people that have their DVDs. All
supposedly
right,
they say nobody does, but I agree with
they
you.
They do.
CDs.
Yes. People have them.
Filing cabinet.
Yes, in the basement. We don't have it in the office anymore. It's been gone.
To the basement.
It's in the basement, but we do have.
What about you, Carson? Do you have a filing cabinet?
Yes, we have a filing cabinet, but it's built into our cabinet in our office.
Why would a filing cabinet all of a sudden be like a no-no?
No, I think because what Carson's talking about, it's integrated now because people. What was that company?
California Closets installed ours.
Yeah, because California Closet does it now. It's all integrated. It looks all pretty. It's like part of your desk. It's not a standalone filing cabinet.
Yeah, not
anymore.
One of those, the loud ones, the all metal ones.
But why would that be outdated?
Because I just told you why. Because now they do them built into desk and all that stuff, and they make them pretty.
Oh, yeah, but that's really, you know, high end. I mean, no, I'm serious.
No,
to have it built in and stuff, much more high end.
Well,
I would say most people that file anything.
Because
have
now
a filing
your desk,
cabinet.
Your desk have them built
pulls
in and
out,
stuff.
Yeah.
This is for sure a grandfather clock.
No, I don't have
Nobody
that.
Should have one. No,
my mom's got one.
She does?
Yeah.
What are people going to do with those things?
Yeah, man, I wish I had one. Now I want to be everything on this list. I feel disappointed. I was looking forward to be everything on this list.
I mean, it's funny because the place my kid and 10 other boys are renting, they have a gigantic grandfather clock.
Really?
And they literally are like, they're amazed. They're like, whoa, a gigantic clock? Is this like, they're like, we have Big Ben in our house.
And they're heavy too. Like, it's no joke. Cause my mom's, when my mom's goes off every hour, it's like, dong,
right?
Dong.
Dude.
And at 19, they're like, they cannot, 19 year old boys cannot understand the concept of having a gigantic standalone clock in your house.
I have an uncle back in Tennessee, Uncle Jim. He has four.
He has
one in each room of living
clock?
Space, not in his bedrooms, but in his each room. He's got four. They all go off at the same time. He loves it.
For some reason, it was weird. I don't know what my fascination was. For some reason, when I was young, I was obsessed with a cuckoo clock. Yeah. And I asked Santa to get me a cuckoo clock.
Those are pretty cool.
You know, I think the grandfather clock's kind of cool looking, though.
But
they make
so,
them. I mean, they're very artistic the way they're made.
But they're just weird. Like, if you really think about it, why do we need this gigantic, some of them are so expensive.
Yeah, I think they're, I don't think they're looked at as clocks, though. You look at them as a piece of furniture.
Like an antique?
Yeah. That's the way I think it's perceived anyway.
And then finally, the last thing you shouldn't have is a wall calendar. You know, like with puppies.
We don't have that. We have a calendar, but it's a magnetic that goes on the fridge.
It was so funny. I was on the flight with Mike Shanahan when I went to go see my son, and Mike Shanahan was sitting right next to me. I mean, like right over on the aisle, and he had a gigantic planner, a day planner. You know?
Oh man.
Yeah, like the old school planner, and he was writing in it all his stuff that he has. This is Mike Shanahan, a gigantic planner. Out, and then he also had a newspaper.
Just old school, through and through,
right?
Man.
Like, where do you even get a newspaper? Isn't that crazy?
He
had a newspaper, and I was like, he is frozen in time, that guy.
He probably still gets it delivered.
He probably does.
You get it at the airport. The airport's loaded with newspapers.
They have newspapers.
Go to the airport. You'll get newspapers all day long.
Yeah, I was just like, this is so funny to see this guy.
No. Maybe a couple of days ago. Did you know there are four models of brand new cars 2025 that still has the CD player?
No way.
Yes. There are four models of brand new vehicles that still put the CD player in the car.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I had no idea. I just assumed there were none, okay? But there's four different models, and I know one was a Subaru.
Does anybody still make a car with a stick shift?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they do?
Oh, whole day.
Because I thought it was just Teptronic. Like, you just do that. They have, you know, it's automatic, and then
the flippers.
And then you have the Teptronic.
No. There's tons of cars that are straight.
But you have to pay extra now if you do want a manual.
Yeah.
They're hard to get. Expensive.
Yeah. A lot of the muscle cars still do it. You know, you can get a Mustang or a Camaro, anything like that with a 6-speed in it. But yeah, they still make them. But I was shocked about the CD player. That's unbelievable.
Somebody said, I cannot for the life of me get rid of my piano. Oh, I like my piano.
We got rid of ours.
Sometimes I just like to tickle the ivory, even though they're not ivory keys.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Friday. 41 degrees right now. Alice in Winterland tickets available for you at alice1059.com. Go buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
I yours. Be there.
BJ and Jamie.
Just say it.
No, we're not talking about
queens. I only eat beans is my chant.
God. Oh, we always talk over.
Oh, yeah. Well, Taylor, well, she goes to a whisper there.
I know.
And I don't hear very well. So I feel like it's over.
Right?
So it's her fault. Don't go to a whisper if you want me to hear you.
BJ
okay?
and I were just talking about the No Kings protest. I guess 20 of them are planned for Colorado. I have to be honest with you guys. I didn't even know we were doing this thing. And I didn't know. I mean, I'm not for Kings, you know. I didn't know either.
That's why I'm going.
Because I always thought when I when I traveled, I always thought it was kind of scary. For example, in Thailand, there are signs everywhere that if you say anything bad about the royal family or whatever, you go to jail.
You get beheaded.
Yeah. And in Singapore, too, you're not allowed to say anything derogative. Yeah. And so we at least have the, you know, where we can slam whoever's in charge. We can say bad things or whatever. But over there, you can't say anything. Mm-mm.
And I think this whole No Kings thing, we all can agree on. Right? I love this concept.
Right?
It's finally something that all of us can agree on. So I got to swing by. Pick up Jamie tomorrow morning at 6:15. Her and I got to get out there with our signs. And remember, no kings, no queens. I only eat beans. That's
I would add green to it.
Oh.
Okay, try it.
Only eat greens?
No, green beans.
Oh.
Okay, try again.
No kings, no queens. I only eat green beans.
See?
Oh. Yeah, that's
good. BJ and Jamie.
You didn't ask. But he'll tell you all about s'mores.
Oh, I will.
He's loaded with facts about the great outdoors. And even though we know it's just not great, it's time for the BJRV update. BJRV update.
Man, that's a snappy little tune, is it?
Well, you know what? It is scary how well AI does things like that, right?
That is absolutely beautiful. What a great song. What a great song.
Like
all right, I got an update for you.
Right.
As you know, I'm getting into the RV world.
Yep.
I'm going to be out in the great outdoors soon.
I got to see if your shirt's here. I was supposed to be here.
What's it say again?
RV having fun yet. It has a picture with a little camper on it.
Man, I can't wait to wear that. I'll wear it every day. I'll wash it and wear it every single day.
Right?
All right, I got an update for you. So I'm getting closer and closer to the great outdoors. But right now, I'm just in the stages of finalizing everything I need, the paperwork with the bank and all that.
Right.
So I get a call yesterday, and I want to run this by you because you're a very sensible person, Jamie White.
Okay, all right, very sensible.
And I'm in some territory here that I don't know that much about. I don't know how to navigate where I'm at, okay?
Okay.
Because I've never had an RV.
Gotcha.
So yesterday I get a call from the lender. They're asking me about an extended warranty on the vehicle.
Oh.
And they sold me on it. I did buy it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did buy it. Now, it's a little pricey.
Yeah.
It's a little pricey, but I just want to run it by you. Do you think I made the right move?
Well, I think we've learned from Carson, just from Carson alone, that maybe this extended warranty is a great idea.
I have never thought they were a great idea. I'm with everyone else, but until I got it, it totally saved me with the Jeep.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I was thinking, though. And by the way, you RVers out there.
Although you still had to trade it in and get a different one because they didn't cover it.
Well, I could have gone for it, but it was a 50-50 shot. I didn't want to make that gamble.
Your story sucks.
It does suck. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, you got a terrible story.
Well, it saved me until it didn't.
You can't sell an extended warranty with the outcome of yours. You had to unload the vehicle.
Exactly. They wouldn't
yours
fix
is
it.
Terrible.
They wouldn't pay for it.
You don't put me in a good mood. your story.
All right,
by the way, Textnado 303-22 Alice. If you're an RVer and you've got the answer to this, here's what I was thinking, Jamie.
Okay.
Here's what I was thinking. Inside an RV, and the lady sold me on it, okay? Inside an RV, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. With the plumbing.
There's a pump.
There's
the
pumps.
The pump can go out.
There's
the generator
refrigerator.
Can go out.
Refrigerator.
Yeah.
There's a stove, oven, whatever.
Incinerator.
There's a microwave. There's all kinds of stuff. So I thought it would be best, and the lady said I could drop it at any point. All I got to do is just cancel it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I should start out with it just in case.
And then the other thing you need to do is put an outlet. I don't know what that sucker takes. I don't know what the voltage is on it, but you need to
30 amp.
Okay, so put one of those in the garage so you can plug it in.
Yeah. I'm going to look into that. Okay. I've got an electrician that I can call. Bill.
And then the other thing we got to do.
Yeah, what's that?
We got to name it. We got to
name
your RV.
I I don't feel like I can do that behind my wife's back. I feel like she's got to be a part of that. I can't. I don't know if I'm going to name it. I guess you wouldn't use like ex-wife's name or anything, would you?
No. Are you serious?
I just a suggestion. I don't know.
Linda Lou?
I told you I'm brand new at this. I'm brand new. I don't know. I'm navigating uncharted territory
now,
here.
And the other thing we got to get the United States of America. Okay, we got to get a sticker. It's a big sticker. You put on the back of it, and every time you go to a new state, we put a sticker inside of that.
Collect them all.
Yeah. I'm going to cheat on that, though. I've already decided that.
No,
I'm going to cheat. Because I went on Amazon. You can order like Route 66 and all these different stickers to put on the back of your RV to make it look like you've been there.
Jeep people do that.
So I'm thinking about doing that.
You're like my son. We had a map of the world everywhere we went, and he would actually put a pin in where we had a layover. I was like, that doesn't count.
Yes. Yeah, just because you touch wheels doesn't mean anything.
That counts.
We didn't go to Germany. He put it on that we never went to Germany. We had a layover in Germany.
You got to experience it.
Exactly.
I did order.
He said I had a pretzel.
I did order a sign from Amazon yesterday, and it says, no poop zone.
Oh, good.
I did that for the bathroom door.
I'm
going to put that on the bathroom door.
Everybody that buys a camper and an RV, they start out strong with the don't poop and you know, we'll stop it somewhere. Everybody starts out strong with that.
My foot is put down on this one. We're not pooping in the RV.
And you have to get special poop toilet paper, by the way.
I got the one with the bears.
No, you have to get special toilet paper.
Don't work.
It disintegrates better.
Yeah, because if you get like the double ply, that's going to clog you up.
Gross.
How do you know?
I mean, it's thick stuff.
It is.
Jamie would know. You're just chiming in, pal. I don't think you know anything about the RV life.
Have you ever gone camping?
Yeah. Thank you. See, you just jump into what she said. Jamie would know. She grew up with Bob White. They had a camper. I would listen to her. There's not one thing you could tell me on camping I'm going to listen to you
on. I just know toilet paper, man.
Now he's a toilet paper expert.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, you know, it's only a matter of days, folks. I'm getting the final paperwork, and before you know it, I'm in the great outdoors.
You know, can we ask people suggestions for names?
For the camper?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I just feel like my wife has to be a part of this, so.
Boy, there's a thumb on your head.
I can't go home and say, hey, we named it Charlie.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's gonna be
Never mind. Don't come up with names. She's
especially
right.
Especially on a Friday. I got to live with her for two more days before we come back to work.
You're right. Yeah.
There you go. That's my update.
You didn't ask, but he'll tell you all about s'mores. He's loaded with facts about the great outdoors. And even though we know it's just not great, it's time for the BJRV update. BJRV update.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Holy cow, we've hit a nerve, haven't we?
It's a thing. Let me tell you this. It says, if you don't poop in your RV and you poop in the woods, you are nothing more than a tent with hard sides on it.
My, oh my, that is a strong opinion there.
And then my friend, she just texted me. She said, I had the same issue with blank, her boyfriend. He told me that I couldn't poop in his camper, and I said, I'm not going camping if I can't poop in the camper.
Well, I haven't even ran this by the wife yet. That might be her attitude too,
exactly.
You know?
We have it for a reason.
Wow.
But it's just a nasty situation. Jeez. You know, when you have to dump it, and then sometimes it gets a little too full, and you can start to smell it in the camper.
I'm the dumper too.
I know you
That's
are.
Why I'm against this.
Yeah, every husband is the dumper.
I'm the dumper.
Yeah.
BJ the dumper.
Yeah, it's true. And I always think that you guys should be wearing gloves. Like my dad would just pull it out of the bumper, you know, that big one.
Oh,
he'd just stick it on there, and I'd just be like,
who wants breakfast after this?
Yeah, exactly.
And I know from being at the house, my 7-year-old Frog, he never flushes.
Oh my God.
I don't get it.
That is so funny you say that.
I go get him, Jamie, bring him back to the bathroom. Dude, look. All you got to do is hit this handle.
hit this handle right here. It's taken care of. He never does it.
You know what? You're not alone. My son was at his dad's, and my son has a little brother over there. And he said, oh, my God, Mom. He had a bunch of little friends over. They're like 7, 8. He's like, none of them flush. And they are turd toppers.
What is it with 7 and 8-year-old little boys?
Why
if you've got
flush?
A little boy, and you can tell them and you can teach them, you can do everything. They will not hit that handle.
And do you make them even come back to it? You're like, hey, come over here.
I do.
Look at this.
I do. I go drag him by the collar. Yeah. Get back over here. Come here. Take a look at this.
What is that? Why would they
flush?
I don't
know.
It's so
and then
weird.
The very next time he goes, boom, still there.
I know.
Still there.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. God. Doesn't care.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
God.
You okay?
Sorry. Yeah.
You're all right?
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to today. I have to go out and winterize the cabin. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yep. Bring in everything. Do all this stuff. All right, anyway.
But once it's done.
It's done.
It's done.
It's done. That's how it goes. I'm just not looking forward to it. Okay. It's a lot of work. All right, anyway. Let's see here. They had Forbes Most Powerful Women or whatever, like this conference or whatever. And guess what? They said one of the best quotes that Taylor Swift has ever said.
I don't know.
What would
it be?
It was kind of hypothetical.
That was a tough question.
Yeah, it was.
Hard for me to answer.
If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Oh.
Whoa.
If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I must be in the wrong room.
Me too.
No, you're not allowed to say it after I say it. That's not. I thought the smartest thing she ever said was "shake it off."
Well, that was big too. That was a big one.
It's got to be number two.
Shake it off. That is a go-to.
I use that every day.
Hey, just a friendly reminder. Just FYI, if you are going to order this, your Popeye's Cajun turkey for Thanksgiving, they said you need to do it now. Last year they sold out real fast and everything, so Popeye's Cajun turkey is up for ordering. So get online and order it for Thanksgiving if you want to buy that sucker.
You order Popeye's Cajun turkey, you are a Thanksgiving cheater.
Why?
It looks delicious.
I don't care.
Wow.
If you can't do your own turkey, then you don't need to be a part of Thanksgiving. That's the way I see it. If you can't do your own turkey, then get the hell out of the kitchen.
What are you, George Costanza?
You don't go to Popeye's get a Cajun turkey.
Well, they say it's really good, though.
I'm sure it is.
Really good.
Better Any other time of the year, I'm fine with it, but not for Thanksgiving.
Better than your really dry turkey that you
My
make every
My turkey is very moist.
It's not moist.
It's a moist bird.
Like hurts going down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It exfoliates.
Yeah.
You don't know. You're not eating my turkey.
All the way down your pipes.
No, don't you talk about my bird.
Selling Sunset is coming out again. Netflix, Selling Sunset, the next season. Carson and I, it's our favorite show, you know.
I know.
Selling Sunset.
The houses are crazy.
I've never seen it. I don't know exactly what it is.
It's just they sell a bunch of, like, I don't know, $30 million homes, and we get to see inside these
homes. Are they on the beach?
They're everywhere. They're all over LA.
I figure with Selling Sunset, you could see the sunset.
Right, yeah.
That's what I thought. I don't know.
Anyway, so it's coming out the same day as our Bar Bingo, so I'm not going to be able to come to Bar Bingo.
What?
It's a joke. Let's hear. Did you guys see that Lay's potato chips are rebranding?
Yeah.
sorry. I don't know what that was. Anyway, so they're making their new art on the cover of their bag or whatever, and now it has like all kinds of sunshine rays. And they said they surveyed people. People didn't know that potato chips, that Lay's potato chips, were made out of real potatoes.
All potato chips are.
They had no idea.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? It says potato on the bag.
I don't know. I don't know what Funyuns.
I don't know what
Funyuns are made out of. I have no clue what Funyuns are made out of.
I don't think anyone knows.
Onion Funyuns. These are called potato chips.
But I don't think
you're missing the point.
I don't think a Funyun has an onion in it. I think it just has.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they don't use the word onion though.
But they use Funyun, which makes you feel like it's like got an onion in it.
Look,
Funyun.
I can't believe that you don't know that potatoes aren't in potato chips.
I do. I'm just saying they surveyed people and people said
they surveyed dumb people.
So that's why they're now rechanging the label. This is why they're putting the label. They're showing a real potato on it and they're saying made with real potatoes. Just to inform the people that they're really made out. I mean, what did you think that French fries are made out of and potato chips and all this stuff? My God. Anyway, let's see here. I wanted to tell you something else. What was it? Oh, yeah. Andy Cohen, he did an interview with Victoria Beckham, and she says that she wants to do a Spice Girls reunion. Now, I don't know if you guys saw that tape where she was, like, turning 50 or whatever, and she was singing. She could not hit a note to save her
really?
Life. Yeah, yeah.
She's lost it?
She's lost it.
Would she ever have it?
Well, number five is the audio.
The idea of a Spice Girls reunion tour came up. David really encouraged you, and he said, you know, the kids have never seen you do this, and they need to see you do that. And I loved that.
It would be tempting, but could I take on a world tour? No, I can't. I have a job. But the idea,
sphere.
Oh my God, the sphere is amazing. Well, you've been to... I've heard.
Yes.
It's amazing, right?
So good.
How good would the Spice Girls be?
Yes. Okay. So you're kind of, so this is maybe a thought.
I love the idea of
yes.
That. I mean, I don't know if I could even still sing. I mean, I was never that great.
You
but...
can sing, babe.
Hey, is it a fun onion, funyun, or is it fun yum?
I don't know.
Because somebody said it's fun yum, dumbass.
It's yunt. Y-U-N-S.
Funyuns.
Yeah. Funyuns.
Funyuns.
Does it have onion in it?
No.
It's onion flavored, it says. Yeah. Funyun is the brand name of the onion flavored. It makes you feel like there's onion in it. Funyun.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the onion name.
Yes,
potato
it does.
Chips
Funyun.
Do.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill somebody.
I don't care how
it's
spelled.
Ridiculous.
It, when I hear Funyun, I'm like, that's an onion.
Me too.
I've
He's
always
just
said,
being
I've
difficult.
Always
well, that's
said that,
silly.
Though.
Oh my God, it's not
you
silly.
You don't look at Funyuns and think
flavor.
It has real onion in
yes,
it.
You
a
do.
Real onion.
Yes, you do.
Onion flavor is a lot
yes,
different than a real
because
onion.
Because it's like an onion ring. Oh. It's like an onion
yeah,
ring.
Yeah, yeah.
So that has a, what does it have in it? It has an onion. Don't tell
it's
me
like
how
a
I
dehydrated
think. Don't tell
onion
me how
ring.
To think.
You think there's
a
real
step
onions.
Step into this. Step in into this. Step
it,
into this.
It's like a really? Dehydrated, dehydrated onion ring.
Yes, everybody thinks there's an onion in it.
No.
Yes, I do. Don't tell
I've
me.
Always thought that.
Me too.
That's why I never go for him because I hate
well,
onions.
He's just better than us today.
Yes, obviously I get this. I get that whole marketing thing with that onions. They're trying to trick you. And it seems they did.
Jennifer Lopez says, this is the weirdest thing, you guys. Listen to her be like, nobody's ever loved me. Nobody's ever loved me. Listen to this. Number one.
Do you think you've truly been loved?
No.
No. And do you think you really have experienced loving someone?
Yes. What I learned, it's not that I'm not lovable. It's that they're not capable.
They can't love.
They don't have it in them. They need to appreciate the little person inside of them. They
have
they
little
need to
love give.
Them. Yeah.
You've been in relationships with
And
people.
They gave me what they had.
Right, but
they
it's not
They gave
enough.
Me all of it. Every but, time.
But it's this much. It's
all the rings,
bit.
All the things I could ever want.
Right.
No. They tried to give me the houses, the rings, the
all
marriage,
it.
All of it. But...
They didn't love you.
They didn't.
And didn't know you.
And I didn't
Shut
know
up.
Myself.
When I hear that clip,
oh my God.
The first thing I think is, what in the hell happened to Howard Stern?
I know. Like, he's trying to be a therapist.
It's like, what? Is Dr. Phil?
I know. What? I agree with you.
I mean, here's a guy that was just like crazy at one point in his career. And listen to him. He's crying with J-Lo.
I know. It's
over
so sad.
Never having love.
Oh, my God.
I'd rather us talk about Funyuns. I'd rather argue with you guys about onions and Funyuns than to hear that
no kidding.
Audio clip.
That is so sad. Oh, my God. All right. I'm done. There you go. Tableau trash.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Got to remind you. Oh, you know what? We'll do it next.
We'll remind you.
We're about to close down the Bar Bingo.
Oh, okay.
Registration is about to go away. Okay. We'll give you full details. Last chance to get in on it. We'll do that next. Stand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
By BJ and Jamie. You know, we are obligated here to be a public service announcement radio station, letting you know on things that are going on in town. Just in case you and your family want to get out and do something this weekend, maybe get into the fall spirit, Halloween spirit, whatever. First of all, the weather for the weekend looks pretty good, although very windy tomorrow.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Very windy tomorrow. You got the spooky light show. That's that parking lot up at Waterworld. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Go drive through that sucker. Oh, that's an easy one, right?
Gotcha. Yeah, that's cool.
You got the corn maze over there at Chatfield Farms.
I'm sorry to say that. I love you guys at Chatfield Farms, but that corn maze, it'll give you an anxiety attack. You can't get out of there, and then next thing you know, you're yelling, "Help!"
Some people love it. Some people love to be lost, okay? Some people like to hide from other people, so the corn maze works for them. And they've got the pumpkin patch, too, the great pumpkin patch. Man, oh, man, that thing's loaded. All right, that's at Chatfield Farms. You got the magic of the jack-o'-lantern. That's at Hudson Gardens. They have a ton of jack-o'-lanterns over there, okay?
Yeah.
The Fright Fest. Fright Fest at Elitch Gardens.
It sounds like you said a jack.
Ejaculators.
Ejaculators.
They may have those too. You have no idea.
Kind of threw
have
me no, off.
When you get there,
yeah.
Check it out.
Okay, anyway.
All right. Boo at the Zoo. Boo.
Everybody loves the Boo at the Zoo. Are we really going to go through all 300 things that are going on?
No, that's all I have. I don't have the others.
Yeah. Oh, you don't? Okay.
No.
All right.
Well, I have them. I just marked them off because I don't know what the
Giants
are.
And the Broncos play.
I don't know what
the Broncos are playing.
Broncos are playing. They're doing a big special dedication at halftime. That's going to be very
it's gonna be
very
moving.
Emotional.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You got a lot of alumni that's going to be there. They're playing the New York Giants, but at halftime, they're going to induct the Demaryius Thomas, that is, into the Ring of Fame. And that will be a very moving experience because, you know, he died at 33 of a seizure.
Isn't
Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
unbelievable. So that's going to happen at the game on Sunday. Don't forget the Mega Millions this weekend.
Yep.
Get your tickets, man, because the drawing is tonight.
It is. It's only $5, and you could win, what, $620 million, something like that?
$625
million. Okay.
$5 million alone, Jimmy.
Don't leave
that out. Get your tickets. Drawing tonight. Whoa, look at that. Neon trees. They're going to be at Alice in Wonderland.
Sure.
Well, look at that. We just played it. Get your tickets now. Alice1059.com.
Can you tell you guys that we're a little wound up that it's the weekend?
Can I ask you a question?
No.
Yeah, come on, man. Let me ask you a question. And you tell me if you think this, have you ever thought of this and think that maybe it's a little weird in a way?
Okay, what is it?
All right. KISS member guitarist Ace Frehley died,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
74 years old. In an aneurysm, for the most part. Brain bleed, right? Don't you find it weird when you see, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger or David Lee Roth and Dee Snider and all these people that post pictures of them with him on their pages when they put it on, like, X different places?
No, they were friends. I would do that with you if you died.
I wouldn't want you to.
You wouldn't?
No, I don't think I would.
All the fun adventures that we had together?
I think I'd want the picture just to me.
Well, how am I going to
I don't want you in it.
Oh, you
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, that's good to know.
I'm just saying.
That's good to know.
I'm just saying that Ace Frehley, if he posted, if he were still alive and posted a picture today, he probably wouldn't post the one of him and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right, well, you have my permission to put you in mind if I when I die.
Yeah.
No, well, I'm telling you, it's fine for you to put yourself in it.
I don't want to be in it. I'm just going to put... No, don't, but here's the deal. Let me give you an example.
Let me tell you first. Okay. But it's your page, so you just putting random pictures of me, it doesn't tie me to you. It's just like you went on IMBD or whatever it's called, and you just grabbed pictures of me. Like, it doesn't make sense. But if you show pictures of us frolicking and having fun, then it's your page and it makes more sense.
So if I just put you on there, not me with it, on my page, you're saying, and I write, like, she's gone.
Yeah, rip. Yeah. Right.
Then they wouldn't associate it?
No. It's like,
it's a little weird to just throw just a picture throw of Jamie picture. Up there.
I don't think so. If I saw, if I saw Dee Snider, okay, or Vince Neil. If I saw them and they are only a picture of the Kiss member, I know why they posted it. They admired it, whatever.
More,
but I don't think
intimate.
They have to be in the picture.
Yeah, they do. It's more intimate because
it's like bragging.
No, it's not bragging. It's intimate. We are friends. We had a good time. I'm showing you how much fun we had. It's not bragging that I knew them.
It's personal.
Maybe it's me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's me because I have pictures of me with Hulk Hogan and I never posted them.
Well, you should have.
I shouldn't have.
Oh, but you guys didn't get along, so no wonder.
No, we got along fine.
I thought you said that you
No, I just said that he was all business. He wasn't like a buddy-buddy. So I didn't find him as being a best friend.
Oh.
But he was just all business. He wanted money and
all
this.
Posted pictures
but we never didn't get along.
I posted the pictures with myself and Matthew Perry.
You did?
At the different times that we saw each other, yeah.
I just look at it differently.
Otherwise, it'd just be weird to put Matthew Perry up on like, because I have pictures with him.
Why would it be weird, though?
Because
I don't think it would be weird if you just put a picture of Matthew Perry.
Because I don't have any pictures of him just when I saw him out. I have pictures of he and I together.
You can go to Getty Images and get them. Just go steal them from somewhere, right?
I just seem like a stalker or something.
Just gotta throw that out there. I don't know. I find it weird in a way. I don't know. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Don't forget to get your lottery tickets. Mega Millions, $625 million. Go Broncos!
Woo! Yay, Broncos!
Woo! We're going to win. We're going to beat the Giants, man.
Right?
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Enjoy your weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday. Take care. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.